Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli, Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Makom Shenagu Lichpel Yichpel Lishoit Lishoit Levarch Achrov Yivarch Hakol Kamenag Medina. The Mishnah says that in a place where the custom is to repeat the verses of Hallel, he should repeat. If it's a custom not to repeat, he should not repeat. If it's a custom to recite a blessing at the end of Hallel, he should bless. Everything follows the custom of the land. If a person buys a lulav in Shvi'is in the Shemitah year, he should be given the esrog as a gift because he cannot buy it in Shvi'is. The Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel chad oma haluka, v'chorna oma haluka. The Gemara brings that Rav and Shmuel disagree. One says that the word is haluka, and the other says it's in fact two words, haluka. Mandama haluka. Nechlak v'ne nimchak. According to the one who says it's two words, it can be written on two different lines and may not be erased since it contains the name of Hashem. Ma'adam haluka, nimchak v'ne nechlak. According to the one who says it's one word, it may be erased but may not be written on two different lines. V'le yadin man amada or man amada. And we don't know which Amara said each of these statements. V'imada amar, Rav, Shamis min chavivi. Im yiten li adam sefer tilim shavu bimeim reichigani es kol haluka shaboy shu neskav nekadsham habido omar haluka. The Gemara answers that Rab said, I heard from my uncle Reb Chiya, if I would be given the book of Tehillim of Rabbi Meir, I could erase all of the halalukas, since I can be sure that they were not written as names of Hashem, as haluka is one word. This shows that Rab agrees with Rabbi Chiya that it's actually one word that does not contain the name of Hashem. Milayin Rabbonan pligin Dam Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi. The following statement of Rabbi Simon in the name of Shimon Levi disagrees with Rav and Shmuel. Ba'asor l'shoynes shal shevach ne'ma sefer Tehillim be'ishu b'nitzuch b'nigun b'shir b'mizmor b'haskel b'rina b'toida b'tfila. I should take out the next word. The Book of Tehillim contains 10 expressions of praise of Hashem: ishu, nitzuch, nigun, shir, mizmor, haskel, rina, toida, and tfila. The greatest of them is the tenth, which is Haluka, as Hashem's name and his praise are together. What should one respond when the Chazan recites Hallel? Should he respond with one word Haluka or two words Haluka? Amalei Rabbi Abba Kibikome Rabbi Yona Ani Hachin Vahachin. Rabbi Abba says that Rabbi Abba told me that Rabbi Yonah sometimes says this and sometimes says that. Rabbi Eliezer, it should take out the next word, and it should say Ani, Hachin, Vahachin, and then it should say Detani, Shama, Vlei, Ana, Yartza, Ana, Vlei, Shama, Lo, Yartza. Rabbi Eliezer sometimes said this and sometimes said that, because the Baisa teaches that if he heard and did not respond, he fulfilled his obligation. If he responded without hearing, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Since one doesn't even need to respond in order to fulfill one's obligation, it makes no difference with which expression he responds. Rav b'shem Rabbi Abba, v'achana b'shem Rav b'hu sh'ana roshei prakim. Rav quoting Rabbi Abba and v'achana quoting Rav said that an unlearned person usually answers haluka, but at the beginning of a chapter of Tehillim he should repeat the opening words. V'zeira boy v'ailein inun roshei prakim haluka halu avdi Hashem halu Hashem Hashem. Rabbi Zeira asked, what is considered the beginning of a chapter? And we say in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Haluka, Halu Avdi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem. Baron Kami Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Meinayin, Im Shoma V'le Ona Yotza. They asked Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, what's the source to say that if he heard and did not respond, that he never fulfilled his obligation? Amaloin, Min Mada Anan Chamyin, Rabbonan, Ravavaya, Kaiman, Besibur, V'ilein Amrin, The Priya answered, it's from the fact that we see that the great rabbi is standing in a minyan, that these ones say Baruch Haba, and the others say, they respond to that, B'Shem Hashem, and both of them fulfill their obligations.